Hello everyone, I posted this on Kotaku in Action yesterday, but I thought it might be worth doing a video about it so people can more easily pass it around. This is about Erin Joney's legal case and crowdfunding campaign. Erin Joney, you might remember, is the man who wrote the Zoe post and effectively kickstarted Gamergate. Well, after about a month after the post went up, Zoe Quinn went to court and got a gag order against Erin, so he can't actually talk about what happened to him, which I think is a complete injustice. Erin needs to raise funds for a legal team to be able to fight this gag order and hopefully set a precedent in the states that it was issued so that this can't happen to anyone else. I had a long conversation with Erin yesterday, and he showed me the court order and his counter application, or I don't know what they're called, but I saw the documents and they seemed legitimate, so I honestly have no problem backing Erin in what he did, and he spent a lot of time explaining to me exactly what was going on. Again, I can't go into detail because I don't want to violate his gag order, and I've been trusted with this, but honestly, I really think that if you support Gamergate, it's worth chipping in a couple of bucks to Erin's legal fund to help him out. If Erin wins this case, it will be a strong blow for the cause against censorship, and that, I think, is worth a few bucks of anyone's money. I've left a link to the crowdfunding campaign in the description. I know it looks kind of funny, but it's a website that Erin himself made on a train journey, apparently, and the payment method is via PayPal, so you know that it's secure. And Erin has done this so that crowdfunding websites don't take, I don't know, 10% of the cut of whatever it is that he raises. So the Kotaku in Action post is as follows. Hello everyone, I've discussed this at length with Erin, and I'm satisfied that he is in genuine need of money for his legal case, and that it is in Gamergate's best interest to support him. He's gone into the fine details of the law and charges that were made against him and counterfilings and arguments that he has made in return, and the legal counsel he has received from various parties, often discounted or pro bono. Nothing he has said has been inconsistent from what I've seen. As he is under a gag order, he has specifically asked me to be vague with this post, so I cannot give you any details about the case or name any names. As I understand it, Erin is asking for $10,000 in legal fees, with a stretch goal of $5,000 for additional fees. The initial $10,000 is necessary, and the $5,000 stretch goal is almost a mark of gratitude for pro bono work done for Erin already, and to help incentivize so that issues that Gamergate cares most about are pressed further with the courts. In most states, these are unprecedented court cases. In the new age of internet law, who knows how they're going to go. But if Erin is successful, then it would certainly be a big win for anyone who decries censorship and would set a precedent for future cases. There is, of course, a chance that Erin's case will not be successful, but from what I know, I think that's going to be unlikely. Whether all of the interests furthered by achieving the stretch goal are ultimately successful is unknown or unlikely. Whether all of the interests furthered by achieving the stretch goal are ultimately successful is unknown or unlikely, but much of the work already done has been encouraging and has been done by passionate parties on a pay-what-or-if-you-can basis, and it would be a mark of gratitude from Gamergate if we could retroactively reimburse the people who have so kindly donated their time without expecting anything in return. If the case goes ahead and Erin is victorious, I am absolutely certain that anyone in Gamergate would be happy to see the results, and if the extra objectives are achieved, then it would be a shocking and quite dramatic win for us. Seriously, the best case scenario would be something to celebrate, so I think we should go for it. I personally have supported Erin's legal fees by donating $50, and I would certainly encourage anyone who supports Gamergate's anti-censorship principles to do the same. Not only to help reach the $10,000 initial fee, but the extra $5,000 as well. This could be a landmark case, and if Erin wins, then it could prevent these injustices from happening to anyone else in future. Note, I've agreed with Erin that any excess money that he receives, that he does not use for his legal fund, will be given to the charity of Gamergate's choice. So if you're interested in donating, please name the charity that you would like nominated, and I will create a straw poll when we have a bunch for people to vote on. Too long didn't read. I'm recommending donating to Erin Joney's case because I've been entrusted with insider info, and I think it'd be a great win for Gamergate if he won his legal battle. At the time of recording, Erin had $12,594.50 and 59 cents raised so far. So effectively, we only need another $2,400. So if you could give a couple of bucks, I'm sure that would be really appreciated. And I really think this is going to a good cause. Again, none of the money is going into anyone's pockets. It's all going to pay for legal fees, and any excess money will be going to charity, I am sure of it. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I'm absolutely convinced this will be a big legal win against the people that we would like big legal wins against. So I honestly really, really, really hope people do help Aaron reach this goal.